Reaper Man by Terry Pratchett. Read by Tony Robinson. The Morris dance is common to all inhabited worlds in the multiverse. It's danced innocently by raggedy-bearded young mathematicians to an inexpert accordion, and ruthlessly by such as the ninja Morris men of New Ankh, who can do terrible things with a simple handkerchief and a bell. And it's never danced properly, except on the Discworld. And even there, only in one place have they got it right. It's a small village high in the Ramtop Mountains, where the secret is handed down across the generations. There, the men dance on the first day of spring, white shirts flapping, bells tied under their knees. People come and watch, and it's considered a nice day out for all the family. But that isn't the secret. The secret is the other dance. And that won't happen for a while yet. There is a ticking such as might be made by a clock, and indeed in the sky there is a clock. At least it looks a clock, but the biggest hand goes around just once. There is a plane under a dim sky, covered with gentle rolling curves, and three grey figures floated just above it. Call them auditors. Auditors of reality. They were in conversation without speaking. They didn't need to. They just changed reality so that they had spoken.
One said, "It has never happened before. Can it be done?"
One said, "It will have to be done. There is a personality."
One said, "Sometimes he wonders about his job. Such speculation is dangerous. We don't want it to spread."
One said, "Yes, very true." One said, "Then we are agreed."
They looked up at the face of Azrael, outlined against the sky. In fact, it was the sky. Azrael nodded slowly.
One said, "Very well. Where is this place?" One said, "It is the Disc World. It rides through space on the back of a giant turtle."
One said, "And now, let us go."
With eyes that stars could be lost in, Azrael watched them skim away. It's hard to fathom the thoughts of a creature so big that, in real space, his length would be measured only in terms of the speed of light. But in his prison of a billion years, Azrael was bored. And this is the room where the future pours into the past via the pinch of the now. Timers line the walls, not hourglasses, although they have the same shape, and it's not sand in there. It's seconds, endlessly turning the maybe into the was. And every lifetimer has a name on it, and the room is full of the soft hissing of people living. And now, with the sharp clicking of bone on stone, a dark shape moves up the endless shelves. Here's a glass with the top bulb nearly empty. Bone fingers reach out, select, and another, select. The dark shape moves patiently along the rows and stops. Because here's a small gold timer, and it wasn't there yesterday, or wouldn't have been if yesterday's existed here. Bony fingers close around it and hold it up to the light. It's got a name on it, and the name is Death. Death put down the timer. There was a movement in the air behind him. Death turned and addressed the figure that wavered indistinctly in the gloom. It looked vaguely like a grey-robed and hooded monk.
"Why?"
it told him.
"I shall appeal."
It told him there was no appeal.
"I have always done my duty as I saw fit."
It told him, "We know. That's why we're letting you keep the horse." Windle Poons, oldest wizard in the entire faculty of unseen...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?